Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 67 of the O Woman Podcast. And today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that is related to some current events in some of our lives right now, which is this big winter storm that's hit in a lot of places, up north on the East Coast, down through the Middle States, the Midwest, a lot of different places. So there's a chance you're listening and you're dealing with a lot of winter weather, maybe ice, maybe snow, maybe power outages, maybe not, or you might not have gotten to listen to this episode today, but I wanted to talk about this, but I wanted to talk about how it relates to your sex life and why getting snowed in or, you know, having a snow day, having some inclement weather affect your time, is good for your sex life. You might be thinking, well, that doesn't make any sense. It's actually kind of stressful and there's too many things going on and I missed work and I missed this and I have to deal with what am I going to do with my kid because they're not in school. But I want you to reevaluate that. I want you to think about it in a different way. So there's two different layers here. There's why getting snowed in is good for your sex life if you're in a relationship. And then there's why getting snowed in is good for your sex life if you're not in a relationship or if you just aren't near the person that you're sexually intimate with right now when you're snowed in. So maybe you're snowed in by yourself in your apartment, which can be really fantastic. That's happened to me before. It's a really good time. So I want to talk about both. If you're snowed in with your romantic other, with your sex partner, or if you're snowed in without them. So first of all, talking about if you're snowed in with your significant other. So in this case, I'm snowed in with my husband, Jason. And this kind of got me thinking about it. So first of all, getting a snow day, having all this weather happen, having all these, you know, big deal issues happen that change your day that, kind of come out of nowhere. You know, you can't change them. You can't stop them. It upsets your schedule, right? It changes what you're focused on, which is actually a really good thing because it gives you a chance to kind of step back and refocus if you put the energy to that. If you don't put the energy to that, you'll have just a normal day, probably one that's a little bit, either you're a little bored, or you're a little cooped up, maybe you're just really excited to not be at work, you know, or maybe you are at work. I hope you're not having to trudge through some of the weather, depending on where you live, to get there. But it allows you to refocus on important things if you feel like you've been neglecting things that you want to think about in terms of your sex life or your relationship or the way you feel about yourself. It gives you kind of some time to slow down, and that's so important. I've talked about this multiple times. It's so important to at least take breaks and allow yourself to slow down. Whether you do it every day, whether you do it every week, still, when you get the chance, it's always great to take advantage of it. So because these snow days and getting snowed in upsets your schedule and lets you refocus on things, it allows you to focus on the person that you're there with. So your partner. In my case, it's just Jason and I here. There's no one else except the dog. And so I don't have to focus on anybody except him. Our power has not gone out, but it has in other cases, you know, it has in the past. And that's always a really exciting time, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But so you're stuck together. I mean, for good or bad, for better or for worse, you're stuck together for at least a day or two or whatever. Just don't risk leaving, you know, if you're having a lot of snow and ice. So you're stuck together. So you might feel cooped up. But there's actually a really cool plus side to feeling cooped up, especially when you're stuck with your partner, is it really kind of can lead to having sex and releasing some tension through sex. So releasing sexual tension, and realizing that that's kind of one of your best exercises when you're stuck inside, you can't go anywhere. You can walk outside, you can play in the snow, but you can't drive anywhere, you can't continue your normal pattern, going to work, doing what you normally do. So you're stuck together. So it's a really good time to spend some one-on-one time together and have sex. There's no excuse now. You can't say, I'm too busy. I don't have time. Because you do have time. You didn't have to go anywhere. If you're snowed in, you didn't have to go anywhere. Unless you haven't lost power and for some reason you work from home, you can still take the time. It's a good excuse. It's almost like the universe saying, hey, this is the time to focus on us, to focus on our sex time, to focus on something that's new, that changes the schedule. So just the fact that the schedule's been changed makes everything a little bit fresher and interesting. So, for example, if you both usually work in the middle of the day, but you're both just kind of randomly snowed in, you can have sex in the middle of the day, which is kind of a luxury when you think about your normal schedule and how often you get to do that. So if you want to do it, do it. You can have sex 2 times a day. You can have sex right after you eat, right before you eat. You know, your schedule is yours now. You're home, and it's not like you really planned for this, like the way you're at home on a weekend. You plan for the weekend, but you also have all these tasks you've assigned for yourself. And if you don't work during the week, you work on the weekend instead. Still, you have all these tasks you've assigned for yourself on your days off. But on a snow day, it's like a random gift that you didn't think of all these tasks you were going to do because you weren't sure if it was going to hit or not. You weren't sure if you were going to be stuck. But now that you're stuck, take it to the bed. Take it to the shower. Spend some time with your person that you love or that you're dating or that you're having sex with. Do it. It's a really great time to do that. Another reason why getting snowed in is really good for your sex life, or inclement weather, in my opinion, is that time period when the weather starts to get bad, if your partner's not home, or if you're not home, or if you're traveling and you're thinking, oh my God, I hope they're okay. I hope they make it home. And you call them and you check on them, or they call you and they check on you. Are you going to be home soon? Be careful. The road was really slick. You know, that kind of thing. There's a worry, which reawakens it's like a reminder to you that, hey, I really care about this person and I want to see them and I want them to get home safe, whether you love them or not, whether you are just dating them or not. You're still concerned for their safety, which is a little spark in your sexuality. It's a really nice reminder that they're a special thing for you and you shouldn't be taking them for granted. About a month ago, when Jason and I were driving to work, on a day that was, we were going in, both of us were going in late because it had snowed and ice and things like that, we both spun off the road. We were driving about 5 minutes apart from each other. Jason was behind me. I couldn't see him or anything like that. We were going normal speed, you know, slower to be careful. And at different spots of the road, but on the same road, we both spun off. The same kind of thing. We went off to the side in our lane and then kind of skidded back in the road and did a weird 180 and ended up in the opposite lane facing, you know, the correct way, the opposite way from the way we were going. And luckily, in both of our cases, no one was in that other lane or it would have been horrible. But we both ran off the road. And we ran off the road within a few minutes of each other. I called him to say, I ran off the road. Oh, my God. I was freaking out. And he was calling me and talking to me about it. And then I lost reception. I thought I lost reception. But really, the phone had been messed up because he was literally spinning off the road at that moment. So once he got to me, we got to each other. We left one car and drove home. We were like, we just feel so glad to be okay. Both of us ran off the road. Both of us are okay. And Jason just recently reminded me that we had some really great sex that day because it's a reminder that life isn't forever and a relationship isn't forever. You have to take the valuable, special stuff in it when you get it and you have to use it and remember that it's important to both of you. And don't take it for granted. And so we did some sexual celebrating for sure after that. Once we both realized, okay, that happened. That was scary, but we're both okay. So that's just an extreme example, and I hope none of that ever happens to you. But that just shows how during snow and ice and sleet and crazy things like that, where most people are ridiculous drivers and they're doing crazy crap, and you're watching them and you're going, oh my God, are you really doing that? You're so dumb. That there's a chance someone could get hurt, even though probably you and your partner are being safe about it. Still, you have a worry about it, which just reignites your feelings for the other person. Your hope that they're going to be okay, that you're going to get to see them. So you're grateful. You're grateful that when you see them, they're okay. So celebrate that. That's a really good time to focus on having sex with the person you love or the person you like or the person you're with. It was given to you. It's a free gift of time. Another really cool thing about why getting snowed in is good for your sex life is because you might lose power. And a lot of people dread the concept of losing power, especially if your heat goes off and all that stuff. And I totally understand. But if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. But you can take advantage of why it's exciting when this kind of thing happens. one of the big reasons is, okay, your TV is gone. Potentially, if your internet is connected through, your house internet has gone. Well, and all of your devices have gone too, depending on if they're charged. You might have internet on your phone or something still, but there's a lot less resources for you to tap into the outside world and let that distract you. Because let's face it, that kind of thing distracts you sometimes from your other person, the person that you want to have sex with or you're with. It can be distracting. So one of the things is you have to talk now, which of course you do anyway, but you actually have hours now to talk. And you might have hours to talk in the middle of the night where there's no lights on. And you might need to keep warm. Because maybe the power went out and you've lost all heat. Maybe you don't have a fireplace or something like that. So now, you're snuggled up on the sofa. Maybe you're snuggled up by the fire. Maybe you're in bed. And you're cold and you're trying to keep warm. Doesn't this sound like a movie? I mean, of course it does. Because it's kind of a hilarious situation that doesn't happen that often. But it does happen. So now you're snuggled up close to this person. It's a perfect time to bond. It's a perfect time to have sex. It's a perfect time to enjoy the time that you're given. So you can talk. You can just share your thoughts about your day. You can share anything. Finally, you have a couple hours where there's nothing else you can actually do because the power's out. All you need to focus on is keeping warm and eating enough food and, you know, just waiting it out. It's not really a survival scenario, but it feels like one kind of. It's exciting. So you're talking and you're keeping warm. And hopefully you're having sex because that'll keep you warm and that will, you know, kind of bond you a little bit more and make the experience even more exciting. And potentially you've cut on candles or you've turned on candles. You've lit some. Maybe you have the battery powered ones even. I don't know, but you've lit some candles and that's some light, but it's also some warmth, but it's also romantic, which is a really cool thing to think about. So there's so many different layers to getting snowed in or having a snow day that seriously lead to having sex and having great sex because you have all the time to spare. You have lots of time to spare. You don't have to go be anywhere because you're home. You're stuck home. You're snowed in. So that has to do with why it's valuable when you're in a relationship, when you're snowed in. When you're not in a relationship, it's valuable for a lot of the same reasons. Because it upsets your schedule, you're at home, hopefully you're warm enough, you're taking care of yourself, you've got all the stuff you need. But you have time. You have time to think about anything. And it's a really great time to reflect on some of the same things that you're thinking about. Like when you thought about your sexual resolutions for the new year, the episode that I did about that. It's a really good time to think about that. Hey, am I actually sticking to my sexual resolutions? Am I picking partners that are valuable for me? Am I setting up for myself sexually? Am I in tune with what I want sexually? Do I remember? Do I know? Have I actually spent the time figuring out what I like sexually? Or did I just say that I was going to do it and then I haven't really been able to do it just because I can't bring myself to get there to start? Oh, well, guess what? Now you have time to get there to start. So it's a really good time to masturbate. It's a really good time to touch yourself. It's a really good time to, if you're not super cold, spend some naked time with yourself. Look at yourself, touch yourself, appreciate yourself. You have no excuse to say, I don't have time or energy or anything like that right now. If your power's on, you're totally able to see yourself naked. So you can do naked time. If it's not on, you can still touch yourself in the dark or in the dim lighting of candles or whatever. That's actually probably going to be better for the same reason that having a candle or being by the fire or something is really romantic and special and centering with your partner. It's also going to be that way if you don't have a partner or if you're not with your partner right now or if you can't talk to your partner. Because also you're going to be missing your partner if you have one and you're not with them. And so when you finally are able to be around each other again, maybe you're at separate houses, maybe you don't live together and you decided to stay at your own places, you know, something like that. But you're going to be missing them and thinking, oh, I wish they were here. So when you see them again, you're going to have all the more feelings about how grateful you are for them and how glad you are to see them again. So if you're single or if you just happen to be alone for the time being, spend the time to focus on yourself because honestly, we don't do enough of that throughout the day. we focus enough on ourselves in normal survival ways. Like, I need to eat, I'm hungry, I have to go to work because I must pay my bills, I have to do this and this because it's a chore I must complete in order to finish the day, I have to get gas in the car, I have to do all this stuff. But we don't spend enough time thinking about our emotional happiness. What do I want today? What do I have to do? What do I think I have to do to get there? What do I have to do to get where I want to be sexually? So now is a really good time to start with that. And if that means starting and talking to yourself and asking yourself questions and maybe journaling and writing it down, do it. Or if it means actually touching yourself and getting started on that, do it. It's a great time to do that kind of thing. So I hope now you have a little bit more optimism about being snowed in or being stuck from all the sleet or snow or ice or whatever you have going on. Because there's so many great things that can come from it. And you can't control the weather. And to me, it's almost a way of the weather and of the universe saying, hey, take some time for yourself. Take some time to get better. You're feeling a little bit sick, as I talked about yesterday. I'm not really feeling sick anymore, but I know my body isn't fully recuperated, and I feel like this time was a really great gift for Jason and I to spend a lot of time talking and planning and doing exciting things and bonding again. But I know it was also a really good time for me to get better. So take what you have and use it as a gift, which is this snow day or this time off of work or this break or this going in late for work. Whatever it is that you have that you feel like is a gift right now, use it as one, definitely. And focus on your sexuality and your sex, because we don't do that enough. You should do it. Take charge. You have the time. You have the capability. You do have the energy, whether you say you do or not. You do. You do have it. So focus on it today and tomorrow, or however many days off that you have. I want to thank you for listening to the show today. I'm glad if you were able to listen to the show that you still have power. If you're in a region of the country that is having some issues with power outages and just lots of crazy weather. As always, I want to ask you to go check out the Facebook page, like A Woman Podcast on Facebook. Go to the website, awomanpodcast.com, and check out all the episodes that you might have missed, episodes, the other 66 episodes. If you go to episode archives, you'll find all of them there. And leave a comment if you want to on Facebook, on the website. You can email me, emma@awomanpodcast.com, with questions or thoughts or ideas for a show. I've recently gotten a lot of feedback from a couple people, and I'm excited about a couple different show ideas that I want to do that should delve a lot deeper into having orgasms and some of the harder work that it might take to actually get there, but also get there emotionally, because we know that's a big thing. And please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and rate the episodes. That would be fantastic. So thank you so much for listening. I love talking to you guys, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.